This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping us free and safe. And to all the people that are working tonight on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers too, as well as all the roughnecks and everybody working in the oil industry and helping keeping things moving around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can also Google us as the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll find us just about everywhere and anywhere. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Well, the president says he's going to halt immigration for 60 days over certain green cards. What's that all about?
Yeah, there are, I don't know how many kinds of green cards there are, but we're really not processing green card requests now anyway. And this is only for a 60-day period, so for the headlines to say that he's halting immigration is just a false headline. So, because there are stipulations in there that we still have to have, you know, agricultural workers, they're exempt, and a few others. So, this is really, I think, more of a formality slash gesture. So it's not that he's halting immigration. We're also very careful on what flights people can get on, given their travel and their medical conditions. So international flights for immigrants or those that are holding green cards are going to get extra scrutiny. So I think that's really what this executive order refers to, although I have not read it. So I don't think it's out yet. Mm-hmm. So, Democrats just need to hold their...
Now, we were talking during the break about Harvard getting some money, and the president says Harvard's going to refund the coronavirus stimulus cash, and then Harvard says, not so fast, we're not going to give the money back. But then A.G. Barr stepped in here a little bit later in the day and kind of made a blanket statement, and he said that his Department of Justice was going to take a look at the people that may have gotten money that might not have been qualified to get it. They got it under, you know, under a loophole or something. Are we going to see a confrontation here about some of this?
Oh, well, let's start with the Harvard piece. Harvard did not apply for money. That's the first thing. Yet in the CARES Act, there was something in there called the Higher Education Emergency Relief Fund. So the $9 million that Harvard got actually came from the Department of Education. It did not come from stimulus. So there's a there's a little bit of a confusion there. So I think that they're going to have to kind of clean that one up. As far as A.G. Barr goes, he's going to have to work. If he goes down that path, he's going to have to work pretty closely with Treasury, and then Treasury is going to have to go to these banks because it's the banks that issue the money, not Treasury, on the stimulus. So there clearly was and is preferential treatment that was given by the banks to the applicants for the money. There clearly was.
Mm-hmm.
And hence an awful lot of applicants, even though they follow everything, even though they may have been, you know, in one of the first to make their applications, they were negated. So that is going to be the investigation, and it's going to be a tough one. But the money dried up so fast and didn't help as many small business as it necessarily needed to help. That's the reason that we had to go for round two, which was approved by the Senate yesterday for $484 billion.
Yeah.
So, and we're,
what'd you
we're
say, $484 billion, right? 484?
Yes.
Okay.
And yes, $500 billion. And so we're going to, we virtually are printing money on this. That's virtually what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I don't think this thing was written so fast and done so fast that, I'm not sure that there was enough, let's see, stipulations in there or measures that had to be met that these banks would have, you know, complied.
Well, everybody keeps asking, where's my stimulus check? Where's my stimulus check? And my understanding is,
that's a different story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And an individual, the $1,200, that comes from Treasury. Okay. That doesn't come from the banks. So that's
right.
A whole different thing.
And if you have an account by which you get money deposited by the government, then that's the way it will come.
Well, like on a Social Security.
Right.
I do not know the answer to that. That would seem to be logical,
yep.
But I don't know if that's a confirmed.
Well, that's what they said. I got a letter to that effect. Okay, hold that thought. All right, folks, we'll be right back. We'll be talking about Georgia, and they're going to be opening up the doors how wide on Friday? Well, we'll try to give you an idea, as wide as it can get them. And, of course, Korea, still in the mix. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversations with the Uptown girl, Denise Simon, are brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, if you want to be one of the 385,000-plus responsibly armed Americans and have what they have in common, you can become a member of the USCCA, because I will tell you, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro Second Amendment attorneys. Because whether or not you use a gun, a club, a knife, a screwdriver, a hammer, or your fists to defend yourself, the last person standing is the first one the law enforcement agencies are going to be looking at. So you better be prepared. And this is one way to be prepared, the USCCA. So you can go to my Facebook page called Americans for America. And while you're over there, like the page. A lot of great articles over there. And right at the very top of the page, there is the USCCA logo. Click on that logo, and you'll have an opportunity to do two things. Number one, sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway, which I would strongly recommend, changes every day. And number two is to become a member of the USCCA. They have three levels of membership. And if you take the Super Deluxe plan, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry Magazine, which I got mine yesterday, and there's a lot of great articles in there, as well as coupons, money-saving coupons in there as well. And join it, become a member, find out what it's all about, and enjoy the privilege that you have, that you are lucky to have as a member of the USCCA. All right, well, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us, and hello again.
Hello.
How'd you like that Uptown girl?
Okay, that'll work.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was pretty neat. All right, Georgia is opening on Friday, sort of.
Sort of.
Yeah, and the Democrats are just raising holy hell, led by one Stacey Abrams. She's been the loudest voice in all this, asking the governor to back off the planned opening, and the Governor Kemp won't do it. He said he's going to have a measured plan to start reopening Georgia.
Well, it is measured. It isn't, it's just as measured as any of the other governors that are wanting to be first out of the chute to reopen. So I think that they're picking on Georgia because of one of Stacey Abrams and one because of the mayor of Atlanta, who's an idiot. But the other thing is they want very hard to turn that state really blue instead of red.
Yep.
So if you look carefully at who gets to open and how that happens for Georgia, he's being very, very specific. And, you know, they're upset because of, you know, you got manicurists and body art salons and, you know, all this kind of thing. Well, you know, there are major stipulations in all of that. But if you look at it, he's concentrating on the small business.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's something interesting coming out of North Korea right now, and there's a report coming over Fox. The headline is Kim, quote, incapacitated. Speculation raging over Kim Jong-un's health that his sister may be in charge.
Right. I think we said that yesterday.
Yeah, well, now it's up there again, only this time it's a little bit more direct. So what are we assuming here? Are we assuming that that's indeed the case?
Well, I don't think anybody's assuming anything. They asked Trump about it yesterday, and he probably knows more than what he's saying, but he's just pretty much echoing all the news reports and not, you know, classified intelligence. And so, you know, as I said a couple of weeks ago, Kim put his sister on, you know, some kind of official
She became part of the leadership channel or whatever they call it there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So there's speculation that if he continues to be incapacitated, meaning that he is not able to govern at all or rule his country, and obviously right now if he's incapacitated, he can't, then the speculation is that his sister would assume that role.
Okay, now there's a story going around about the police drones that were donated by a company with ties to China, DJI, that are flying around numerous police departments watching for social gathering. And the concern is that there may be something else that China's got attached to these other than just a little camera to show what's going on the ground below.
You got to understand how a drone works. So what they're doing is that allegedly this is for 43 law enforcement agencies operating in 22 states to quote-unquote enforce social distancing rules. But we also know that this is the company, Zhejiang Innovations, is putting this data into a cloud. So they're using it now. In 2017, the Department of Homeland Security said that China was going to exploit this data. And in 2019, the Department of Interior apparently had a fleet of DJI manufactured drones, which they grounded because of their surveillance and gathering information on critical U.S. infrastructure. So it's remarkable to me that you got the Department of Homeland Security and you got the Department of Justice, Department of Interior, that should have put a warning out to law enforcement agencies that said, don't use these.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow that didn't happen. And so now you've got 43 law enforcement agencies in 22 states that are using these drones. I have a feeling that they may be grounded after this this news report that they won't.
Well, there's a Department of Homeland Security memo that's coming out about this, or has come out. Is that correct?
All I know is the one that they did in 2017. I don't know if there's a current one.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the bipartisan Senate panel yesterday that came out and gave their final report about Russia and about the election of 2016. And they said, yes, indeed, and this is all they said, yes, indeed, Russia did interfere in the election in 2016 didn't say who they interfered for. They just say, yes, they interfered.
Well, that's not exactly right. There are five reports. This one that came out yesterday is the fourth of the fifth. It's heavily redacted. This was came from a bipartisan Senate Intelligence Committee that Russia did interfere in an attempt to aid Trump versus Hillary. Now, it's kind of interesting. I don't know that we'll get to see this because already it's highly redacted. But the fifth report was yet, I guess, going to be another kind of Mueller report is where did Trump cooperate or his organization cooperate with anybody in Russia to help reach the thing. So, I mean, we're kind of like relitigating. But they interviewed an awful lot of people, including Comey. But, you know, this was Senator Burr, this was Senator Warner, this was Senator Wyden, have all kind of jumped in here and made statements about this report. But anyway, to me, it's just, I don't know why we need it, you know.
Okay.
Now,
there's some fascinating news, and you and I briefly touched on this last week, but we didn't touch on it as greatly as the story that came out yesterday about it. There's an oral polio vaccine that apparently can beat the virus, according to a number of doctors.
Well, I would say that we've got a lot that are going through tests and trials. And this thing is also kind of interesting because now they're finding that there are several different strains found in COVID-19 across the globe.
Right.
And they're not too sure that all of these medications and or vaccines can address all of these strains. Now, this the matter of the unique strains came from a sizable report from, some scientists in China.
So, wonderful.
Yeah, but, you know, there were some people and are some people in China that were doing some good work until the, you know, Chinese Communist Party went,
Okay. So. Well, let's talk tomorrow and we'll see what else is going on. All right, you have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Trot on over there. Check out all the great articles that she writes and sign up for her daily sit rep. You'll find out what it is she's doing. And founderscode.com is the website. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has passed a nearly $500 billion coronavirus stimulus bill. It gives nearly $500 billion more to help small businesses and hospitals combat the coronavirus pandemic. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer hailed the voice vote, which approved the nearly $500 billion emergency aid package, as a triumph of bipartisanship in this difficult era.
We can come together unanimously in a time of great crisis.
GOP leader Mitch McConnell said the core of the bill is $320 billion to help struggling businesses after the original stimulus package ran dry last week.
It's already saving millions of small business jobs and helping Americans get paychecks.
The House is expected to vote on the measure this Thursday. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 631 points. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our second Military and Veterans News Report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. Find them online at naa.edu or give them a call at 800-659-2080. And they are going to tell you all about what it is that they do because you want to listen to this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. In fact, more have chosen to go to a technical or vocational school to learn a trade that they believe in most cases will pay them more than as if they went off to college right off the bat. And that's just not true. And here's why. If you've gone to vocational school to be a computer programmer, or maybe you've gone there to be an electrician, or maybe you've gone there to be a plumber or a carpenter or a welder or a heavy equipment operator or a forklift operator or a truck driver or construction, something to do with engineering and whatnot, then guess what? You're more than likely going to wind up getting a job with a union company because those are the ones that go after the people that come out of a lot of these schools. And they do it for a reason, and here's why. You will start out as an apprentice if you're in the union. You could stay there for as long as a year. But the worst part
is, even though it's a union job, even though you're getting benefits, you get 80% of the minimum they're paying, whatever that is. Apprentices start at the bottom, and they work their way up. Now, if you want to do that, that's fine. But if you want to start at, say, oh, gosh, about $60,000 a year and be an aviation maintenance tech and take the same training you've got and add a little bit more to it, then I got a deal for you. It's called National Aviation Academy. Now, they can fill the void that you've got, give you a great career path with a starting salary of about $60,000 a year. And you can check them out online by going to the website naa.edu. Now, they've got two locations to serve you. They have one up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is Boston. They have another one down here in my backyard, Clearwater, which is Tampa Bay. Either way, check them out online at naa.edu. And after you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass. Or the one in Clearwater, Florida. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch of grief and aggravation, and you're going to love what you see. They're great people. Now, the continued flow of various weapons to the Pentagon during the pandemic will depend upon, to a surprising degree, Mexico. Why is that? Because Mexico needs to reopen their COVID-closed factories that supply U.S. weapons makers with different pieces and parts for guns and knives and ammunition, the explosive, you name it, okay? Because a lot of that, a fair amount of it, comes out of Mexico. So they need to get the factories open again to get the product moving. Now, in addition, Fort Bragg, North Carolina, is famous for an airfield called Pope Airfield. And an audit recently found Pope Airfield to be among the Army's worst maintained infrastructure facilities anywhere in the military. Service leaders are promising more repairs in the neglected facilities, which serve as a key waypoint for contingency response plans when troops are going overseas to respond to an emergency here, there, or everywhere. That's where they go out of. And we'll see how they get that taken care of. Now, a few years ago, actually it was more than a few years ago, it was probably about, let's see, when would that have been? It would have been right about the time of September 11th, just a little bit before. I had the honor of hauling an entertainment show, and the name of the show was Nine Inch Nails, the name of the band, Nine Inch Nails. Boy, were they weird. And the Army recently released a new advertising video targeting young people living in a society crippled by the coronavirus pandemic, featuring Nine Inch Nails. Wow. Now, they call them that because they have nails literally in their head, in their face. I've never seen anything quite like it. And Nine-inch nails, isn't that something? So that's where the Army is trying to recruit people from. Now, the Army may have built too many hospital beds, but that's okay, according to Lieutenant General Todd Semenita. Now, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has raced to convert buildings and construct field hospitals at a clip that could result in a number of hospital beds exceeding current needs in the fight against the coronavirus. That just goes to show you how good the Army Corps of Engineers is. And the Army also is sending recruits to basic training after a two-week pause where they actually all sheltered in place. And now they're going off to basic training. By the way, toxic chemicals known as PFAS are present in the soil. at disused firefighting training sites at Katterbach Kassem in Bavaria at levels up to 225 times higher than what's considered safe, according to a U.S. Army report published by German officials. And a Russian jet that intercepted the U.S. Navy P-8 Poseidon surveillance aircraft over the Mediterranean Sea on Sunday. A video has come out showing that episode going on where the plane flew, the Russian plane flew 25 feet away from our aircraft. Wow. Unbelievable. By the way, the Navy commissioned the 19th Virginia-class nuclear-powered attack submarine, the USS Vermont, over the weekend with an unconventional low-key ceremony due to the coronavirus restrictions at the time. And the Air Force is building a medical facility in Guam to accommodate the Roosevelt sailors with COVID-19. Now, remember, there's 672 sailors that were taken off the ship that all tested positive. And about 10 so far are in the hospital, with some having been released and more having come in. It's going to be kind of like an in-the-door, out-the-door deal until this all works its way out, however long that takes. Also, do you want to be one of the first military members to volunteer to join the Space Force? Well, if you're in the Air Force, you have a window of opportunity starting on May the 1st. You'll have 30 days if you want to become a member of the Space Force. And the new U.S. Space Force is building an arsenal of as many as 48 ground-based weapons over the next 7 years, designed as temporarily jam Russian or Chinese communication satellite signals in the upcoming hours of a conflict. So we'll see how that all works out. And the 3rd Marine Expeditionary Force in Okinawa instructed its Marines to prepare to shelter in place with up to 72 hours of food, water, and other necessities on hand to contain the spread of the coronavirus and to facilitate contact tracing and cleaning teams waiting to go out on assignment. The National Guard reported yesterday that we now have 36,750 National Guardsmen on duty. That is an 11% jump in National Guardsmen since Friday. They're being mobilized in an effort to cope with the coronavirus pandemic across the United States. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is coming right up. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And Donna Fiducia sitting right up there right now in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on our affiliate up there, 1330 WLBB, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Balance of Nature, fruits and veggies. And if you don't get enough fruits and you don't get enough veggies and your doctor's saying, well, you know, you really need to get a little bit more of that in you, well, I got a way to do it without having to actually do it, if you know what I mean. You can take these capsules because it's capsules that has fruits in them and vegetables in them. For example, listen to this one. Aloe vera, apple, banana, blueberry, cherry, cranberry, grape, grapefruit, lemon, mango, orange, papaya, pineapple, raspberry, strawberry, tomato, all in the fruit capsule. How about that? Not too shabby, huh? And I will tell you this, over in the vegetable side, broccoli, cabbage, carrot, cauliflower, cayenne pepper, celery stalk, garlic, kale, onion. She'll take mushroom, soybean, spinach, wheatgrass, yam, and zucchini. Not too bad there. And it tastes good, too. You're going to like it. And it'll help you. It'll help you build up your immunity. Very important right now, isn't it? Give you a little bit more pizzazz and a little bit more pep in your step. So check them out online, balanceofnature.com, that's balanceofnature.com, or give them a call at 800-246-8751, again, the number 800-246-8751, and when you talk to them, make sure you tell them the captain sent you, Captain Matt Bruce from the Captain's America Third Watch. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
How's the egg business where you're at?
It's hard to find.
I get what you just told. It's you know, there's times where, you know, we bounce around a little bit trying to find them. So, I mean, a lot of people around here have their own chickens, too, here on Long Island. So you can, you used to be able to go get fresh eggs from people at, just at their homes. They would, you put money at the front door and you take what you want. It's kind of neat, but not people are not doing that. But the grocery stores are a little bit limited.
Well, they're going to be a little bit more limited because a farmer in Pennsylvania actually took 61,000 chickens and had them killed, sent them off to be purveyed because of the fact they weren't selling any eggs. People were not buying eggs. His big customer were the schools.
That might be a problem there. That's supply chain issues that we kind of have to work through, and they can get somewhat complicated, I would assume, that how these things are kind of put out there. But I know a lot of grocery stores are short on them. So, the farming issue I was looking into yesterday was actually had to do with the pigs and the fact that many of these slaughterhouses are being shut down. And, you know, there's like a cycle of how these pigs are raised, and then they need to be slaughtered. And if that's not done, they're just going to have to, it's going to go to waste. They're just going to be killed. And it's just a disaster, the situation right now. They're going to have to do something about it where we can actually maybe, you know, they hate to see all that go to waste, at least have it go to food banks and homeless shelters. But we can't even get that done right now. So, yeah, there's issues right now with the supply chain, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Senate yesterday okayed $484 billion worth of a virus relief package, dubbed Stimulus 3.5. In it was $321 billion for the PPP.
Well, we'll see. It's got to get to the House has got to sign off on it. Then it's going to go to the President. And then, we'll see how quickly this money gets out to businesses. Business can only hang on for so long. You look at it this way. It's like if somebody's having a heart attack and you're waiting, you know, days to give them CPR or to get medical help. They're only going to hang on for so long. So it needs to get out. I don't know how quickly these banks are going to actually move the money, get from point A to point B. Many of the programs have not worked the way that they were supposed to. The Federal Reserve program that they announced, that was like 2 weeks ago, they've yet to even get started on that. They haven't even done anything with that yet. The initial program, the $10,000 stimulus checks for businesses, that was an absolute mess. In fact, yesterday the SBA, you know, lost a lot of the information, got hacked and got out on the internet. So we got a lot of problems going on.
Do you remember who Donna Shalala was?
She worked. I think originally in the Clinton administration, since she was a president at the University of Miami there for a while.
Yeah, now she's a congressional representative from South Florida. She's in trouble. She failed to report stocks that were sold right about the time that some other people sold their stocks in Congress.
Yeah, again, you know, different rules for different people in this country. It's been something I've been lamenting for a long time. It's like the old Animal Farm. You know, some pigs are more equal than other pigs. That's, you know, it's just the way it is. It's just that certain politicians, they're going to do whatever they want, and they don't really care. And it's a shame. It really is.
Now, we've got some real trouble going on Wall Street, and again, oil is right in the middle of it because I'm sitting here, I'm watching the oil. The West Texas crude went up to $10 and a penny a barrel yesterday. The Brent crude oil dropped down to $19.33. I've never seen it that low. Gasoline dropped to 51 cents a gallon at the refinery. Diesel dropped to 73 cents a gallon at the refinery. The only reason it costs more is because they get the federal gas tax, sorry, diesel tax, right off the bat before it goes anywhere to make sure they get that. And the one-year futures on West Texas crude is sitting at $11 a barrel.
Yeah, again, these are contracts, and you know this paper oil. It's not real oil. It's based upon, you know, what people are writing at that point in time, and when there's just no one coming in to buy, they're just going to continue to drop. There's the sales pressure. Everybody who's selling a contract, there has to be a buyer. And when buyers walk away, you get an absolute free fall. There's a disconnect between paper oil and real oil. This is based upon you're buying a contract to accept delivery at a certain period of time. Right now, nobody's interested. These contracts, and people say, well, why is this stuff necessary? And I explained it to people, said, if you're an airline company and you need to price tickets, you need to know what you're paying for fuel. So they will buy fuel going out into the future, and they'll be able to know what they're going to be getting for so they can price their tickets accordingly. And, you know, the same thing holds true with commodity markets for farmers as well, you know, so they can know what they're going to be selling their product for, and they can utilize these contracts. But right now, the speculation has kind of walked away from this. There's been at times where there's been so much speculation in the market. You and I talked about this probably about 15 years ago, that the actual contracts and the actual traders can drive a barrel of oil up.
Sure.
$30-$40 higher than, you know, what the actual, you know, reality is in that situation, and this is the inverse of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I we've talked about that quite a bit over the years. Now, the other thing is that Netflix, are you a Netflix customer?
Yes.
Well, Netflix, during the quarantine so far, has added 15.8 million new customers, and they are just sailing.
Yeah, there's, and you know, and again, there's going to be some cost for some of this stuff, but you know, from liquor stores as well are doing quite the brisk business. Also, it's like New Year's Eve almost every day, for crying out loud, from what I'm hearing in regards to the sales. So and again, there's going to be health consequences that are going to go along with this too.
Now, did you hear anything about Chipotle yesterday?
I know that the numbers came in great, especially with the delivery stuff that they were doing. They really outstanding earnings.
Do you think they made $25 million to pay for the fine they got over the tainted food they got nailed for?
That was a while ago. I mean,
I know, but the fine just came down on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll be fine. I wouldn't be worried about them. It's like the kids love it. I know the high school kids love it. Chick-fil-A and Chipotle.
And by the way, it's obvious now compared to what people are looking at, according to the job cuts, that the virus-related job losses are hitting the black and Hispanic families the hardest. They were the last ones to kind of come up the social ladder, if you will, with jobs that were created, and they had jobs, and now suddenly the jobs are gone.
There's a lot of things about this coronavirus that, quite honestly, it's unfortunate because the world we live in, the media is not covering properly, because they don't want to be accused of being racist. You take a look at the deaths and where they're coming from, and even places around the globe. Many of these communities that are hit very, very hard, and why they're hit hard. We're not being told the truth more often than not.
And one last thing, Rob Gronkowski comes on down to play with Tom Brady for the Tampa Bay Bucks.
I hope they're playing more than video games this year.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Chris. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check him out, and see what he has to offer. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.